This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, two alleged crop thieves shot dead. The QEH to increase the working hours of medical consultants to deal with the backlog of cases in the A&E. Nurses at the St. Philip Polyclinic to return to work today following an incident where a nurse was threatened with a knife. Meantime, a 27-year-old man is scheduled to appear in court today to answer the charges. And C2SAP joins calls for insurance companies to review their decision to increase insurance premiums. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. A farmer watching his crop shot dead two alleged thieves in the early hours of this morning. Starcom Network News understands the incident happened about 20 minutes past midnight at Three Houses Plantation in St. Philip. Sources tell Starcom Network News a man had leased land from the plantation to grow yams and that he and his son were guarding the yam field last night. The farmer, a licensed firearm owner, reported that around 20 past 12, he and his son came across two men who were stealing his crop. The farmer confronted the men and he said he was then attacked by one of them with a fork. The farmer opened fire and shot both men dead. Police are now trying to identify the two men who were killed and have launched an unnatural death investigation. The Barbados Police Service is mourning the death of a retired senior superintendent of police, Keith Ellis, who passed away yesterday morning. Mr. Ellis, who retired in 2018, also served as director of the National Cultural Foundation's Cropover Festival Band. He joined the police band at the age of just 14 years old and had a 52-year career in the police service. He was director of the police band from 2013 to 2018. Plans are underway to increase the working hours of medical consultants at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital's Accident and Emergency Department to deal with the backlog of cases in the department. The hospital's Chief Operations Officer, Dr. Christine Greenidge, revealed that medical specialists would be available around the clock to attend to the needs of patients at A&E. She was speaking on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks program.
Currently, the model is that consultants work 21 hours and 21 hours in their role, and it relates to the emergency department. We are now looking and plan to implement a model where that role works 24 hours around the clock in the A&E. When I mean 24 hours, I mean 24-hour cycle. Currently, our evenings and night shift will benefit tremendously by having a consultant working not only 21 hours, but perhaps a hybrid and or collectively working a 40-hour work week.
Dr. Greenidge stressed the current model is no longer sustainable.
The model of consultancy does not work in an emergency room. We need the highest level medical practitioner to guide, to orchestrate, and more importantly, to make sure that the patients coming in present in categories that they're seeing based on their clinical presentation. That is enhanced when we apply the consultant role on evenings and nights, not just our junior medical staff making clinical decisions. And this is a model that we plan to implement. This is going to be a big change in terms of what happens in throughput with patients in the emergency department.
She explained that the hospital was able to reduce a significant backlog of surgeries.
You know, you talk about change in the last year or two. We cleared a tremendous hundreds of backlogs in our ophthalmology department, cataract surgery in particular, that were backlogged from COVID times. These are the things that are happening. You know, if you have a population of 250,000 people, that's 500,000 eyes that exist.
So, you know, the question is how it got so bad. That's the issue. How did it mount to so many?
Chief Operations Officer at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Dr. Christine Greenidge. Some nurses at the St. Philip Polyclinic in Six Roads will return to work today following an incident on Friday involving a nurse who was threatened with a knife. A 27-year-old St. Philip man has been charged in connection with that incident and is scheduled to appear in the St. Matthias Magistrates Court today to answer the charges. Deputy General Secretary of the National Union of Public Workers, Wayne Waldron, says the Ministry of Health indicated that security has been improved since the incident. Mr. Waldron says nurses from his union will return to work from today.
For the St. Philip Polyclinic staff, in relation to nurses and other staff, to have enhanced security, We will monitor the situation and also to ensure that there's an ongoing system where we look at the terms and conditions of all the nurses, the polyclinics generally. We would like to see enhanced security at all the healthcare institutions and not just a reaction to incidents of maybe threats made by persons seeking medical attention. We want this to be something that is dealt with across the board based on our information that the staff would have received counseling. So we remain positive and in an act of good faith that when the polyclinic reopens, there will be the promised enhanced security.
He condemns all forms of violence against staff at healthcare facilities.
We don't condone violence or that. One is aware that from time to time there can be issues of having of long waits or becoming aggrieved because of some situation. Nevertheless, members of the public are cautioned that is that they are not to take the law into their own hands, and that even if they become aware and they have a grievance, they could channel it to the appropriate authorities. But threatening healthcare workers and attacking them is not the answer to any grievance one may have of doing business with a healthcare institution. It cannot be condoned under no circumstances.
Deputy General Secretary of the National Union of Public Workers, Wayne Waldron. The Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations of Barbados, CITUSAB, joins other unions and consumer groups in calling for insurance companies to review their decision to increase insurance premiums. General Secretary of CITUSAB, Dennis DePisa, tells Starcom Network News, while he understands the impact vehicular accidents are having on the sector, he believes only chronic offenders should be penalized.
Taking the context, the rising cost of living overall, and we appreciate the fact that businesses, including insurance, are looking to maximize their profits. But in the circumstances, I think that there has to be a conscience which is exercised in these matters. And all people pay for Paul and that type of approach, I think, is not in the best interest of business. I think if there are persons who are chronic offenders, then make them pay a higher premium. Those persons who are, you can say, that have been found wanting in whatever ways, but to make a person who are those persons overall who have not the ones who are creating the problem for you pay for the deficiencies or the actions of others. I think that's highly inappropriate and needs to be given a retain. So I support the call for we look at what the insurance companies are intended in the interest of ensuring that they don't themselves run themselves over business.
General Secretary of CITUSAB, Dennis DePisa. The Barbados Medicinal Cannabis Licensing Authority has introduced a track and trace system that would allow them to monitor activities of their license holders. This was revealed by Chief Executive Officer of the authority, Shanika Odell, during their third anniversary event at the University of the West Indies. She said this system is to ensure members comply with their set guidelines.
On this journey, I want to also ensure that you understand that we are doing this within some security. Right, a framework that is established, that my security team, ably led by Mr. Edwin O'Neill, continues to ensure that there is compliance as we go forward in the plans and compliance when our licensees start up. We have actually brought on board a track and trace system, Grow IQ, to be able to assist us with keeping an eye on where things are coming into the system and where things are going and how they are being organized and used throughout the system.
Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Medicinal Cannabis Licensing Authority, Shanika Odell. In the Bahamas, despite a significant increase in the number of murders so far this year in the country, Chief Superintendent of Police, Chrislyn Skippings, insists the country is still a safe place. Figures show that 17 murders have been committed as of the past weekend, in which three people, including a woman, were killed, as compared with seven murders recorded between January 1st to 18th last year. And finally, more than 90 people are dead in the U.S. after the country was pummeled with ferocious winter storms for the past week. The deaths include at least 25 people in Tennessee and 16 in Oregon, which remain under a state of emergency following severe ice storms. Tens of thousands of people also remain without power across the country. Recapping the headlines. Two alleged crop thieves shot dead. The QEH to increase the working hours of medical consultants to deal with a backlog of cases in the A&E. Nurses at the St. Philip Polyclinic to return to work today following an incident where a nurse was threatened with a knife. Meantime, a 27-year-old man is scheduled to appear in court today to answer the charges. And CITOSAB joins calls for insurance companies to review their decision to increase insurance premiums. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest from Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.